This is the John Richardson Show
with John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to the John Richardson Show podcast, this week entitled Cheddar George, for reasons that will become evident. We have Kerry Godleman back with us, I'm delighted to say, and after the launch of her private detective show, Whitstable Pearl, I'm very clear about it. I'm jealous, I want my own detective show. I think I'm a natural sort of detective kind of guy. Somebody, years ago when I was on another station, sent me in an idea for a thing where I'm a crime scene cleaner and I clean up the scene and solve the crime in so doing, and I never got back to them, and you can imagine how delighted I am to watch Greg Davis as the excellent The Cleaner now. But I'm absolutely fine with it, and I don't think of it on a daily basis anymore. Just every other day I think about that, every other day. Anyway, I've got a better spin-off now, who is Cheddar George, thanks to wonderful suggestions. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm delighted to say as well we're back on with Torturing Matt Ford, and I will see you on the other side.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Happy Saturday. It is John Richardson here with, and I'm quoting her directly, do I talk? Kerry Godleman.
I just don't know if it's a bit where I do talk or a bit where I don't talk. I like clarity, John.
You talk whenever you want.
Well, that's
think,
not true, is it? Over the
listener,
news, in the middle of blur.
Not over the news.
No.
Not over Damon.
No.
But you can interrupt me.
Okay, fine.
Anytime
well,
I'm talking. That's the theme of today's show. So you weren't here last week?
I wasn't.
What were you up to?
I did another uni open day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good?
Yes, yeah,
I thought you decided. I thought the vibe was that you decided.
Really?
Oh, no, I said the vibe.
I say the vibe.
That's because I've come to London.
I say the vibe, so that's fine.
Do you?
I say groovy as well. I've started saying groovy.
Oh, that's all right.
Like an old sort of hipster.
Yeah, that's before our time. You're allowed to use before words.
But what not?
You can answer the phone saying ahoy hoy if you like.
Okay.
But what you can't do is use the new people words.
Like the...
Charlie and Will's words, like vibe.
I like vibe, but vibe clears a lot up. Because it's vague, but specific.
Yeah, it's a good word.
It's a good word.
I'm sorry to break it to you guys, we're taking it. Is that all right? We've taken vibe
back. I don't
back.
Own vibe, John.
No.
That's a bad vibe.
Oh, let's take it back. Because if we start using it, they'll find something else, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
They do speak another language. Yeah. My 17-year-old speaks words. I need a Google Translate to know what she's saying.
I think you probably do know them. You just got your head in the sand.
Yeah, but then I start using them and she's like, you've ruined that now. Can't use that now.
Yeah. do you want to know what the vibe was last week?
Yeah, tell me about the vibe.
I'll play
it. Was it groovy?
You. This is what you missed last week. If a giant had me as a pet and just hung me from a branch, I reckon I could stay there quite a long time. I'm good at climbing ropes. That's what happened last week.
Sounds like peak chat, as my teenage daughter would say.
Are we taking that as
peak.
Well? The vibe was peak. Let's see how many young people things we can ruin in this link. The vibe was peak chat. I don't think we're going to get much of a young person. No offence, but Pete the Roofer, regular joiner-inner.
Is he the bloke that smashes things up?
He is the bloke that smashes things up with a dumbbell in his garden.
Yeah.
We stupidly asked last week, what things do you do that make you feel powerful? So
right.
You can imagine. This is Pete the Roofer.
Hi, John. You mentioned last week what empowers you. It's catching a spider with your bare hands in the house. As everyone else is in the house is scared to catch them. All right, mate. Have a good day.
Oh, that sounds sinister. I wonder what he does with it once he's got it.
Do you think he's one of those people who just brings it near you in his hands? Just
yeah, definitely.
I get that.
He's got that vibe. And then he probably, do you think, I'd like to think he takes it outside and releases it into the wild.
Oh, yeah, he does. He likes spiders, I think, Pete.
Good. I hope he isn't
just
smashing it with a dumbbell.
Pop them near the dumbbells and just let them run free. I got a new spider-catching jar this week.
Jar?
I went to use a vase and it was...
Jar, you say?
How do you feel about me using
more
your
into the
thing?
Jar than the spider catching bit?
Yeah. Oh, that
but
was...
that's the joy of jars. They've got so many uses.
It was more of a vase than a jar.
Okay,
I
so no
what
lid.
It was an old wine. What, that
I know what you mean. Carafe, is that the word?
Like a carafe. Yeah,
oh, you say carafe?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was carafe.
I did French A level.
Oh. I'm not going to say the words I want to say.
That vibe is orcs. Right, kids?
Oh, John, orcs isn't happening.
Is it not?
No way.
Oh, no.
Go on, tell me about the jar that you caught the spider
well,
in.
Well, I thought it was a bit thin of neck, but as I just... it was almost like a little hoover. As I put the spider over it, because I tilted it, it slid down neatly into the carafe,
yep.
So no need for a lid or anything, because
yep.
It was free to breathe. And then I just tipped it out onto the windowsill, and it was so smooth inside.
Oh.
Felt very good about myself. Spider was trapped in the sink. I rescued it. Saved a life this week.
Wow, John.
Two, actually.
That sounds like you could patent that as a device.
I think so.
It was go on, Dragon's Den.
Seven-legged one as well. I don't know what had happened.
What?
I went to wash my hands, seven-legged spider in the sink. It was like, what's
you
that film?
You're sure the other one wasn't curled up?
No, it was just...
Seven.
No, it was seven-legged, and it was like that. Was it 127 hours, that film? It's basically the spider version of that. But if that ended with somebody sliding him into a wine carafe and then just tipping him out next to Burger King. I can't tell you about it this early in the morning.
Oh, OK.
Someone has a heck of a day. I mean, I've had some days, but they have heck of a day.
Oh, I need to know now.
And I hope this is the end of this, but the ongoing debate around guinea pigs and their consumption of vitamin C, I'm playing this clip in the roundup of last week just as a hope that we can put this to bed now. I don't want to talk about this anymore, so here we go.
Hi there, John. Just to wade in on the guinea pig vitamin C debate, as the owner of three guinea pigs, past and present, I'm pleased to tell you you're absolutely right. Guinea pigs and humans are the only mammals that cannot synthesize their own vitamin C. Back in the late 80s, I used to buy a leaky salt block from the pet shop for my guinea pig, which was vitamin C enriched. Loving the new show. Cheers then. Bye-bye.
Wow, Marcus. That's put that to bed, isn't it?
Marcus has ended it. And that's the way all debates need to end. Anything, professional, political, somebody just needs to ring in and say, you are right, John. And then I'm happy to move on.
He's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show.
So last week, Angela was here.
Yeah.
But we had such a good time, didn't we?
Tomatoes
everywhere. The links were just us laughing. Andrew would just give me one of them looks she gives. It'd just be 3 minutes of us. So I was like, I can't. Anyway, we discussed smells.
Oh, yeah.
I had this on Instagram in the week because I'm on the gram.
You're not very active, are you?
No.
I follow you.
Yeah, I don't. It's
too
like
much.
Following somebody who doesn't move.
Yeah.
I'm an easy follow.
Yeah.
I don't. I'll tell you what it is. I don't like it.
Right. No, fair enough.
I don't like whatever you call the other one now. Twitter X. I don't like that one.
No, I've come off that.
Somebody does Facebook on my behalf.
Oh, get you.
I'm not on tickety-tock.
No, I'm not on that.
But I don't... I'm of an older generation where I didn't have to give people things for free. Both
yeah,
in my private
it is a generational
life and professionally.
Thing. Yeah. I do it and I'm older than you. So I don't blame your age, John. It's you.
It is me, absolutely. It is me. Yeah, sometimes I go to think, oh, I should put that on. And I think, no, I shouldn't. It's nobody else's business what I'm up to now.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, some people like to tell everyone what they're doing, don't they? What they're having for tea and where they're going on holiday.
Yeah, and I think for some people those things are interesting. And I think the thing is, when you're quite a tedious chap, and I play on that professionally, like, oh, I'm the tedious one. And everyone, perhaps some people think it's ironic, but it really isn't.
No, it's not.
So when you're doing things in the week... It's important. I would rather not put something out and people have the impression perhaps that is just a ruse and he's actually at Alton Towers with his top off or whatever. I don't know what cool people do.
They don't do that, mate.
Is that... No?
No, I don't think that's what's happening for the cool off.
Oh, it's got me worked out, though, Instagram. I'll tell you that. The videos it's telling me to watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dogs, mostly being kissed and cuddled.
Right, yeah. No, I get cats. I get a lot of cats.
Oh, no.
Let's not go down that road.
Because the only videos it sends me are cats that it just suddenly attack.
Oh, there's one I quite enjoyed at the moment that's going round where this cat is sitting at a sort of workplace entrance and it just touches the head of every employee as they go in.
But is it a touch or a swipe?
It's a touch. It's a pat.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, because I've seen a different version with a cat sat on a fridge and as people walk past it, whacks them violently on the head.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Okay. I'll show you. Then I see people falling over and then I see back pain. But then I get the odd message, and this came in from Colette, says, my husband has just told me, could be in all sorts of trouble there, couldn't you, on Instagram, that your favourite smell is an empty Tic Tac box. This has been mine since I was a child. I'm now 33 and I've not yet grown out of this. And I've never heard anyone who thinks this is normal. So thank you. So you're welcome, Colette, and anyone else who this week has rushed out to buy. We discussed the smell of a Tic Tac. Just your face.
I've got one in my hand. I was handed it, and I smelt it, and you're wrong. It's horrible. Oh, what? It's awful.
What?
It's like...
You're the first
plastic.
Person.
It smells of plastic. Minty plastic.
It's not minty. That's the thing, though. You think it's going to be minty.
Vanillary, sugary plastic. Plastic is the key
Doesn't
aroma.
Will and Charlie?
Yeah.
Shaking their head. Outvoted.
It's weird. It's like AI smell.
It is.
It's like you put into AI, make a sugary smell, sweetie smell, please, and it came up with that.
Yes, but isn't that lovely?
No.
That's like perfect. In the same way that one AI... exactly. One day... do you know the sense I was trying to say? One day AI will present this show and it will be better.
Yeah, sooner than we...
I couldn't even say it. Think. Stuck in my northern craw. I can't believe you don't like it.
I don't like it.
Name a better smell. And don't say cut grass, because everyone says cut grass. And
all right,
think
the other one that
like
is quite common that I do
person.
Like is rain on tarmac.
Okay.
That's nice, isn't it? It's a nice smell, isn't it? Is it, what?
It's slightly,
why are you looking at me like
it
that?
It makes me slightly sad for you. And
why?
your London upbringing. And
it's
I
a
said
nice
not cut
smell.
Grass.
I like that smell. There's a word for it, apparently, but I don't know what it is.
Sad.
No, it isn't.
It's sad.
It's a nice smell.
Wet tarmac. You don't like the smell of a sweetie pot.
I don't like... I haven't got a sweet tooth for a start, so that does nothing for me.
Okay.
What was the other smells? I did suggest some other smells I liked.
Yeah, you did. We can't read them for legal reasons, because you're not allowed to do that.
I tell you a smell I really don't like.
Yeah.
Pet shop.
Yeah, that's an... yeah, perhaps we twist it into worse smell.
Yeah, but then you're going down some gross roads, aren't you?
You are, but I don't mind that. We just won't read those, but I don't mind reading them myself.
Worst smell, best smell.
Worst smell, best smell, 8, 12, 15. And also,
I like frying onions on a campsite.
Bang, you've done it. We sort of touched on this last week, the best smell, worst smell thing.
Yeah.
But these ones are much better. So whoever's listening this week is better than whoever was listening last week. And if you are listening to both, you've really upped your game. So I don't know what you've done this week.
They've got better smells.
Congratulations.
Yeah, there's some good ones here. Best smell, ink on a freshly printed journal. Worst smell, my French bulldog's fart from John
you see,
and Joss.
What I love about that, the clash of... That, I think, is the most intellectual answer that we'll get all day. Ink on a freshly printed journal is Dickensian.
Yeah, but then it goes straight into the dog fart.
Yeah, and then it's just dog farts.
Classy dog, though. Classy in, breed. French bulldog.
They're in Beverly, aren't they? So, yeah, it is a classy dog, isn't it? And Beverly's a posh place.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, maybe they're just posh, John and Joss, and it's like the fart is... I think a fart is the worst thing you smell. That's a good life.
Yeah. And if you got a dog and thought it wouldn't fart, you're living in a dream world.
That's next week's clip. These are very good, though. They're very evocative. Do you know what? They're making me feel things, and I don't think I want that.
You're not comfortable with that,
no,
John?
No, I don't think. I just want to talk about TikToks and Tic Tacs.
TikTok and Tic Tacs.
TikTok and Tic Tacs.
Best thing, worst thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That is a good test of a person. Do you prefer TikToks or Tic Tacs?
No one likes Tic Tacs smell box.
They do.
Well,
everyone
that one
but
woman
you.
Who messaged you.
No, everyone but you. Will and Charlie like it.
Really? Really? So yeah. I'm wrong?
You're wrong.
Oh, I think you'll find I'm right.
Do you want to take a minute?
These are good. Worst smell, the bin lorry. Best smell, your own home when you get home from a holiday.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Mm. Because it's an indescribable smell and it's different for everyone.
Yes.
But everyone knows what it is.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's damp.
But it's comforting.
If you live in a damp house, but you get back and it's your house, then the smell of damp is nice.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I sometimes go into a damp room and think, oh...
That's my damp. That's my home damp.
That's my horrible bedsit that I used to live in. Same when I see those little harvester spiders that I rescued. Those remind me of the kitchen in my old flat that had plants growing through it because there was a hole in the wall.
My dad used to have a car that had plants growing out of it. I bet it was the same plant. There's a plant that grows out of that stuff.
Yeah, like an ivy kind
My dad
of.
Loved it. He had the car with a whole plant coming out of the door.
But how? Because the flat had a tree outside and plants. What the car should move, shouldn't it?
Yeah, the car moved around
but
with
how
a
did
plant,
the plant go
growing
with it?
Out of the door.
Okay. Do we need to call the police? Was it?
It was disgusting.
Did he keep them in the loft sometimes?
What? The car?
Is that what your dad was saying to you? Yeah, these plants, okay.
There'll be a particular plant that can grow out of rust.
Best smell?
Go on.
Mum's home-cooked stew. Slightly sexist.
Yeah.
Maybe dad's stew. Maybe dad had a stew that he just never got to cook.
You're reading far too much into this. It's fine.
I told
that
you
this
they're
mum
too emotional,
stew.
These.
Go on.
Worst smell when somebody doesn't know how to shower from TJ. I don't.
Oh, BO's a challenge.
It's a BO thing.
Yeah, it's a BO thing.
But I think they know how to shower.
So but they're not doing all the areas.
They've chosen not to. And then you get used to it. I think I had a period.
Stinking.
Mid-20s, where probably my tolerance level was higher than it should
you
be.
You couldn't smell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you need a kind person to just kindly tell you. This woman told me recently, because we were talking about this, when young men smell bad, and you can't say you smell bad because that's mean.
No.
But she said she, because she was working with him, so she was with him every day, and she just very discreetly gave him some deodorant, and he went,
no.
Yeah, and he went, really? And she went, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, that's played out quite nicely.
Yeah, and it was the best way to deal with it. She gave him the solution. She didn't shame him.
Did she do it in front of everyone, though?
No, I just said she did it discreetly.
Team meeting.
She wasn't mean. She wasn't like, oh, you stink, Gary. When people get you smelly, nice things for Christmas, and then you think, the joke is, what you're saying, I stink.
Yes, I did get that for a long time, and then it stopped.
What, people giving you bubble bath?
Yeah, it suggests there's something in it.
But then it's an easy gift, isn't it?
It is. Well, I am an easy... Now I get whiskey and socks. And I tell you what, absolutely love it. Because do you know
really?
What I need? Whiskey and socks.
Yeah, but then you'll get to a point... Because my dad used to always get whiskey and then he gave up drinking and had to sort of politely tell everyone that he doesn't drink whiskey
anymore.
Oh,
yeah, that's fine. Re-gift it. Do you know the greatest thing you can do for another human being?
Mm.
Well, this might not be a fact. But when you buy them a gift and you put it in a gift bag and you don't fill out the gift tag, because what you're saying is, here is a gift and also here is a gift bag for next time someone comes around and you haven't got them something.
Do you think sometimes bottles of booze just work their way around a friendship group and it ends up back to the original giver?
Oh, certainly the flavoured gins do.
Yeah, no
nice
one opens
booze
them.
Doesn't, but the rose hip and gorgonzola gin that somebody gave you 10 years ago.
That's working its way around the...
Flavoured spirits, ridiculous. Yeah. It's these young people. So it's you, isn't it? Because you can't be bothered to use mixers. Ellie huffs. This is young people talk. What does it mean? I absolutely huff on the smell of burnt matches. Does that mean you like
I've
it?
I've never heard that.
Is that
you
a good
huff?
Thing? I huff on that.
She means it's good, because I think the smell of burnt matches is nice.
Yeah, it must be. Well, someone else has said...
It's a sulfury smell, isn't it?
Yeah. Vicky says her dog's paws.
Wouldn't smell my dog's paws.
All right.
I know what she treads in.
Okay. Harry, whatever the smell is after it's rained, there's almost an anger to that one. Like, I picture Harry was really busy this morning. He didn't want to text in.
Yeah, but it's similar to the one I said.
It is, yeah.
The rainy one.
But yours was very evocative.
Mm.
Rain on tarmac. I picture the street and I could picture you as a little kid playing out.
Yeah.
Harry's, he's running to the car and he's, ah, whatever that smell is after it's rained. He's annoyed by it. Lillianne, a drying towel by the side of a pool.
Oh, damp washing is not a smell
I like.
You
don't like this. We've had an intervention about damp, and I've learned
damp
some
washing
lessons.
On young men. Come on, guys, just put it through again. Put it through the wash again.
Do you know what I think they're doing? Is the smell of damp says I have washed it. I think they're saying,
yeah, you washed it and then you left it sitting in a pile for 3 days and it went smelly. So wash it again,
Mom. Mark just says a builder's merchant's.
What, the smell of a builder's
merchant? The smell of a builder's merchant.
Oh, all the timber. Oh. I love the smell of timber. Freshly cut timber. Wood. That is a nice smell. Sawdust. They're nice smells. Well done.
Are we done now?
Yeah, I like all those smells. Pleased with that.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
This time of the week, we really, really like to get deep into the unpleasantness, the sourness, the bitterness.
You do.
I do, yeah, because yeah. I think if you're flicking through the stations now, do you know you can tell straight away? You're just flicking through and someone goes, hey! No.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And
too
if
upbeat.
I heard, like, Becky and Steve have just done a fun run, and then, like, a studio round of applause,
yeah,
I'd think,
you'd turn
no, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.
What are you running away from? Do your fun run. It's whatever, it's still waiting for you when you get home.
Yeah, no, you're right, John.
The smell of the damp.
Yeah.
You're just tired with all the problems you had 2 hours ago. So that, basically.
Yeah.
I will do that for you. If there's anything, if you feel too smug this morning, you want me to bring you down a peg or two, get in touch. If more importantly, if you're going to see someone later on and you're worried about what am I going to say to them because they're going to tell me, oh, God, our eldest's just been accepted to the Versace...
What?
The problem is I don't really socialise with people. So when I go to then act out a normal person, I don't know what normal people say.
It goes weird quick.
My eldest's been accepted to Versace. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know normal people, don't you? What do they say?
Yeah, well, something like my kids got on the team or something like that. You
know? Yeah, on the team.
On the team.
He's on the old team.
Yeah, he's on the A team.
He's the A.
He's in the A team.
He's got in the A team. you've been buying a lot of milk lately. Have you done anything?
I went to a film premiere this week.
I knew
feel
there
quite
was
smug
something.
About it.
I didn't. Do you know it wasn't smugness? You seemed happy, and that's what slightly unsettled me this
that's
morning.
That's what the red carpet does to you, babe.
Was it a red carpet and everything?
Red carpet and everything.
Who were you wearing?
Oh, God, I really think I messed up on the clothes front. I was saying earlier, I got myself in a state and then I thought, look, I'm not going to wear a dress. I don't wear dresses, really. So I bought a really nice blouse and a nice pair of trousers. And then I saw the pictures back and I just looked like someone's mum from The Office. In an office, not The Office.
No,
I thought I should have put a dress on.
This bit doesn't work if you're negative about yourself, then I have
sorry,
to be
sorry.
Nice. Because otherwise it's what I believe the kids call a pile on.
It was quite intimidating, but it was exciting.
God, you look awful. You could have brushed your hair, though, right?
I did brush my hair. I put my hair up. But it was quite intimidating, but at the same time, thrilling.
Did you get offered, you know, when people get in touch and say, do you want me to lend you a dress?
I never get that. No one ever rings me up and goes, would you like to wear one of my, you know,
if you've got,
designs?
If you've got some old clothes knocking about,
no,
you want Kerry to wear next
week. I don't
week.
Need anyone's...
That's what you said, isn't it?
Clear out.
If you're having a clear out and you've got a dress that you want Kerry to wear in the studio next time she's here...
I do feel smug about it, though. It was quite exciting.
What was the premiere?
It was a film called We Live in Time with Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield, and I am in it. I've got a little part.
Clang.
I play Jane in one scene.
Jane in one scene? Is that her character name?
Yeah.
When you get
the script
through.
It's different to Whitstable Pearl. Jane, one scene.
You're one scene Jane? Oh, okay, fine.
But it's a great scene. It's a great scene.
What's it like watching yourself on a cinema screen?
It was a bit scary. I took my kids as well, so that was a bit...
Yes, that's all you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the ultimate. I told you I was proper. You know when you say, what do you do?
This was my job.
My daughter said to me once, what do you do? And I couldn't answer. I said it like that, that's an ultimate, isn't it? I walk along the red carpet with Spider-Man and I'm in the film with him.
Yeah.
So shut up.
Yeah, no, that is exciting. I did feel smug about that.
Good. All right. Well, I don't know how to undermine that other than to say... You've peaked. Is that fair?
Thanks, John. That's it. The first and last premiere of my life.
Absolutely. Welcome to the downhill. We've had a message from somebody who calls themselves, and he says love, which is a nice way to end. I don't think I've ever messaged a radio show and said love from.
Do you do kisses at the end of messages?
I've started because I'm told I'm cold. We talked about this the other week, didn't we? Charlie's triggered by a full stop. If you put a full stop on a message to Charlie, she considers that an aggressive gesture.
Really? What, just basic punctuation?
Yeah.
You're triggered by punctuation.
End of message.
Wow. So you'd rather have nothing than a full stop?
Completely.
Weird.
But I've never... I mean, I don't always put kisses on, like, cards.
Oh, I always put kisses on cards.
Yeah.
That's cold to not put a kiss on a card. But I do put kisses on texts, and if someone doesn't put a kiss, I think, oh, you're being passag.
Yeah, I don't reply. Because it's... I mean, maybe I'm overthinking it, but I think, would I kiss you in real life?
No, but they're not real kisses with tongues, are they?
Are they?
a good compromise, I find, is that like semicolon bracket thing, like a little...
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a compromise. That's
it
I'm
was
giving
in
you
1994.
A smile. Don't...
Do you do the colon bracket smiley?
Because
no,
I think
you
that,
don't.
Yeah, I do. I do. Don't judge me. So,
what, you're on ICQ?
I think it's a good messenger. Compromise. Because it's I'm giving you a smile, but not a kiss.
Okay.
I'm giving you a smile, which is a more platonic gesture.
Well, Steve's giving us love. He's in love with us. That's how I interpret
that. Not in love, just the spirit of love.
I interpret if I ever bump into Steve in the street, I say, oh, I'm Steve, I messaged your radio show.
Ooh.
Let's get dinner. I've booked us a hotel room.
Steve and John.
Sitting in the tree. Well, there's a word before Steve. Valve man Steve.
Valve man.
Yeah, so I don't know if he works in plumbing or has had a bypass operation. But he's calling himself Valve Man Steve.
We need more information.
That's all he's
Steve.
Saying. Good morning! Exclamation mark.
That's okay,
how you've got to say it.
I'm not keen on explanation.
Exclamation mark is what I need. I'm smug, because I just bought a table and chairs off eBay for only £39.
Yeah, but I mean, we need to know way more.
He says, that's not all. I use the work van. So he's got a work van. That suggests the valves are more to do with their external
plumbing
valves. I use the work van to collect it, so no fuel costs for me. It's for Christmas. Brackets, don't ask.
Well, I need to ask.
That's
you can't tease us with all that. And
what
not...
do you want to ask? And I'll be valve man.
I want to know what this furniture looks like. What sort of furniture?
Drowned.
Because some people leave furniture in the street. And that's free.
It's a round table.
A round
table. It's not massive. I'd say you've got about four
people. Who's this guy?
I'm Valve Man Steve.
Are you already starting with the acting? You're doing the acting now, prematurely.
We have had one with a Welsh lilt to it that I am very excited about. It's a round table. It's a four-seater, £39.
Where's this guy from?
Swansea.
Oh, right.
But not originally, in case anyone from Swansea is listening. I got about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Via...
All over. My family don't ask. My questions are...
Go on. Are they van-based?
Well...
Because you're obsessed with vans at the moment.
I am obsessed with them.
You are
in
van
one.
Mad. You're like me with jars.
A van with CarPlay.
Yeah, you love
Very
a van.
Exciting.
Van chat.
I've got through a lot of drive-through this week. I can't be eating salad in a van. Got to go to the drive-through, haven't
no,
you?
It's
you
got
leave
be a
it on
hand.
The dashboard so that people come in the other way on the motorway.
Have you got one of those little hula ladies on your dashboard?
No, it was a hire van, so I felt I couldn't decorate. I felt
yeah, but you could buy yourself
upon.
A hula lady and then pop it on any dash you happen to be in.
I never, ever, ever stepped out of that van and didn't feel like everyone around me was going, oh. Every time.
You don't feel like a van man.
No, because I had to sort of hop down from it. I needed help, basically. I had to use the handle of the... I'm a 5'9", perfectly average gentleman.
Right.
Okay? Mm. But I had to use the little handle on the door, and then...
Well, it's better to steady yourself, John.
Like, when my daughter gets onto or off an escalator,
yeah.
I say, big jump.
Yes.
That's what I needed to get out of the van, basically. Oh, big jump.
Slightly pathetic. Yeah, so it didn't have the macho vibe you were
hoping. I lost the masculinity. I tell you what, park the hell out of that van, though.
Did
That's
you?
The problem. I'll back it into a space. Everyone's like, my God, this guy drives
this
a
guy
van.
This guy is an alpha, and then you get out.
And then the door opens and they don't quite see me.
and then you pop out
jump.
In a gilet.
So I have two major concerns. The Christmas thing... I think somebody's getting a table and chairs for Christmas.
That's an odd present. I mean, wrapping it for a start. Chaos. He must mean we're having lots of people for
More
food.
More people yeah, coming yeah, round. Yeah, yeah, He's hosting, yeah. isn't he? Valve Man yeah. Steve's host. We're going around with Valve Man's this year.
Valve Man?
We're going around with Valve Man's. He does amazing crackling. Most people
spread.
Don't have pork on Christmas Day, but you have his crackling, save it for Christmas. That's what I say. Don't waste that on March.
You're really involved in this character, aren't
Valve
you?
Valve Man Steve.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get all the jingles changed. You're going to have to get Matt Berry back in. Valve Man Steve. My major concerns in terms of perforating the smugness, I use the work van to collect it so no fuel cost.
Mm.
That is fraud.
John,
that's fraud.
It's too
You're using
much.
The work van for a personal delivery.
Oh, God.
The weight
be awful
of the table and chairs,
for.
Extra fuel consumption, you've lost your job. Are you going to pay for Christmas dinner now? Second thing, what happened to the table and chairs that made someone not be able to look at it anymore?
Oh, this is, yeah, I'm more worried about the furniture than the use of the van.
I'd be worried about woodworm, I'd be worried about internal stainage, and I'd be worried about what happened on it.
What do you mean?
I don't know, some sort of...
Activity?
Some sort of activity.
Happened
yeah.
on the table?
I'm picturing a married couple, and something happened, and they're like, okay, get rid of the table.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Hey.
What?
No, I've been drinking fizzy drink and there's something inside me that
you
needs
need to
come
burp.
Out.
Yeah.
And it won't come out. It might come out.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It feels like it's just there. It's
Keep
just,
us posted, John.
It's just an inch above nipple height and it's threatening. Oh, you'll know. You'll know when it
you
comes.
You need to be burped.
It's what you get for drinking fizzy pop at this time of the morning.
Well, you've made your bed.
I know. I always feel like I'm slightly getting told off by you.
You
I
are.
I like it. Well, you've made your bed, haven't you? What do you want, pocket money? So I saw this week talking about, I was on Instagram.
Were you?
Yeah, just looking.
Scrolling.
I was on the gram, sorry.
Scrolling. That's
I was
what
just
you do.
Doom scrolling. That's what
right.
the kids call it, innit?
Yeah.
And then a video of a lady popped up telling me to go to bed. She said, go to bed. There's nothing on Instagram. Go to bed.
You've had enough.
Yeah, she was bang on. But I carried on. I watched an amazing video of somebody who's done a skydive, landing on a lake and like skidding across the water and then just walking. Oh, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It's not what I was looking for. I kept going. Eventually, I saw some pranks where people shout at their partners and get upset.
We have very different algorithms.
Yeah.
Because that's not what I'm getting.
But what I did see...
Go on.
I saw the trailer for Whitstable Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
You're Whitstable Pearl.
I am Whitstable Pearl. Yeah.
Looked very good.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm a private detective, John. Well, yeah. I'm not, but Pearl is.
How exciting.
It is exciting.
In Whitstable?
In Whitstable. She solves crime. She runs a seafood restaurant. She flirts with a bloke. She's got a lot on.
It's all going on.
Yeah, she's a busy lady.
It looked so cool, the trailer. What I was very jealous. Is what it was.
Were you?
So I hope you don't mind. I wouldn't mind. I don't want to steal. I don't want to be in Whitstable Pearl. That's
no,
your thing.
Thanks.
But I would like a spin-off. So I wondered if people could suggest on 8, 12, 15, or you can WhatsApp us now. Is that called like SAP or something? You know, like it's Gram.
What's up?
What's up? You can WhatsApp us 0330123 1215 or email johnabsoluteradio.co.uk.
For a character for you.
I would like
Coastal Town. And
doesn't
pun,
have to be coastal.
Pun
but
name.
I'm an unearthed talent, is what I am. I think in
as
the
a
acting
private detective,
world.
Playing a private detective.
A private detective, a place name, and then my name. Okay. Ideally, it's a pun.
You don't get boy puns. Girl puns work like flowers and gems.
I'm very versatile.
Because I'm thinking like Whitby Wayne or something like that. But yeah. Wayne isn't a play on words.
There's some rock, like Blackpool Rick is the one I thought of, like
that's
Blackpool
nice.
Rock.
Yeah,
but
he nice.
Lives in Blackpool. But obviously, I'm from that area anyway, so I would like to be pushed in terms of my performance. So if you can think of a place name and a person's name, we've had some dialogue made by an IA generator.
AI.
Oh, no. Do you know the sooner they come, the better? I'm ready. I welcome them in.
Welcome the robots.
Welcome the robots that can say two letters in the right order. Let's have a look at some of these names for my spin-off to Whitstable Pearl. If you weren't listening earlier, Kerry's show, Whitstable Pearl, is back for its third series. She is Whitstable Pearl,
yep.
Who's a lady called Pearl who lives in Whitstable.
Yep.
But it's a fun thing because you get pearls in Whitstable.
That's right. It's so a kind of seaside-themed name.
Yeah, so it works on many levels.
Yeah.
As does Pearl, as we discussed.
Yeah.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And every now and again she solves a murder.
Exactly.
I want to do that.
Okay.
So,
well, we're going to make it happen, John.
Okay. So have you got any suggestions for what my character could be called and where I could be based?
Well, there is a few that have come in.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite...
Should we start with your favourite?
Do you think, or should we go backwards?
Well, the issue with that is then you've got to do all the ones that you don't think are very good.
All right. Well, what do you think?
Oh, no, but now if you say one, then that person's going to know that you don't think it's very good.
Oh, I'm not going to worry about it. So, what's going on? There's Skegness Elliot.
Skegness Elliot. Is that a joke?
I don't get it if it is.
Skegness Elliot. Skeggy L.
Skeggy L.
Skeggy L.
Skeggy Ellie.
Skeggy Ellie. So that's just like a Yorkshire accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Skegness Elliot.
Roman Bath, because Roman is a boy's name, isn't it? And he lives in Bath, Roman Bath.
Okay, that's so good. He'd be kind of posh.
He'd be posh.
He's
Bath's
damn
quite
what?
Fancy, isn't it? Unless you go the other way and he's not posh.
He's not
a bit
posh at all.
Dog on string sort of.
Oh,
like.
He's moved from
yeah.
like one of the other places.
Yeah.
I want to say Chippenham.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why. Chippenham's got near a lovely arboretum.
I tell you what, this is good. John... Cardigan, John Cardigan. Cardigan Bay.
Oh, Cardigan Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like...
And that's,
so
that's
in
good.
Wales.
Yeah,
and we
you get
know
to wear
I can
cardigans.
Do that voice, right?
You can do Welsh and you wear cardigans.
Cardigan Bay John.
Cardigan Bay Andy. I can't... They need some punctuation, these guys.
Yeah, that's the problem when you tell people not to use full stops.
So, Charlie,
this is what happens.
Sometimes you do need punctuation, mate.
But
this is my favourite. This
like
is
a cardigan.
You do like a cardigan.
So I can wear a cardigan.
And
I can be in
cardigan,
Cardigan Bay. And it sounds like, you know, like the Midsummer thing. Cardigan Bay sounds like it would be a very peaceful place to live.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the extra... That's
so you don't
a
need
lot
a lot
of,
going on, really.
Yeah, but then a lot of these small, sleepy towns, people getting murdered left, right and centre, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a classic Agatha Christie formula.
Well, I think maybe, because there's a lot of that going on, maybe it's not even murders I do. Maybe it's just like
tax
mild
fraud.
Misdemeanors.
Yeah, yeah, someone's not paid a parking fine.
Have you heard? EU to work van, pick up a table and chairs. And then I'm on it.
It'd be hard to get a full episode out of that as a narrative.
Oh, don't you worry about that. It's all about the music underneath with acting, isn't it? Because acting's quite easy. Sorry, no offence.
Go on.
But if you put music underneath it, it sounds good. Like dun 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 dun.
Yeah, that can help. I think a montage can do a lot of heavy lifting when it comes to acting. This is my favourite one. Dover Soul. Isn't that good?
That's very good. And Dover's near Whitstable.
Yeah, that's a problem because Kent's my turf, mate.
All of Kent?
Yeah, all of it.
Is that what Pearl's covering?
Pearl can cover.
Is that her patch?
Pretty
Pearl's
much. Patch she can do the Kent. Whole Kent coast.
So where's she been? Has she been?
She's been to Canterbury. That's the main city area. She's been to Herne Bay. She's been to Margate.
So she's not Whitstable, Pearl,
she
at
lives
all.
In Whitstable, but it's a small town.
She's Kent Kate.
Well, no, she's not Kent Kate, but it's just sometimes you've got to kind of branch out with the locations. She's mainly Whitstable,
you
but anyway, you can't have Dover.
Count.
You can't have Dover.
I love that, though, because that could be a great Easter egg for the viewer, where you just see us pass it. What, has she got, like, a car that she's known for?
Yes, I've got a little Citroën. You know those funny little Citroëns?
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
got
you're
one
in
of those,
one of them.
Blue, one of them.
Suddenly, a big van goes past. You think, who's in this?
With Dover Soul.
Who's this big crime solver? Just someone shouts out the window, you can't park there.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
It can't all be sad things, can it? And it can't all be crime-solving. You've got to have some levity as well. And poetry has found its natural home on this show.
Yeah.
We've had poems about lots of things. And last week, I set our resident poet a challenge to write a poem on a certain subject. And I'm delighted to say she's joined us again. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, John.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Kerry.
Congratulations on a hat-trick of successful poems. I think this is your third week in a row, right?
A lot to be smug about there.
Kerry, did you go back and listen online so that you're up to date with Tracy's work? Okay.
But I just believe in Tracy. I just believe the work is of a high standard.
But not high enough for you to not listen to if you're in the room.
But that's true of a lot of poets.
Yeah,
I find it reassuring to know that they exist, but I don't read it.
Perhaps something next week, Tracy, on being let down by someone you thought was a friend?
Don't take it personally. Tracy doesn't take it personally. She's a poet,
absolutely,
man.
Not. Yeah, absolutely.
She's cool.
We've been discussing kisses and things on the end of text messages. Is there an appropriate emoji to put on the end of a poem?
Good question. I don't know. I'm terrible with my commas and full stops anyway, so that's why I don't really send them in as printed, because it looks awful.
Oh, I see. Perhaps that's why the emotion comes over, because you're all about the would you describe yourself as a performance poet?
No.
It's written for the page.
I think I'd have sacked you off if you said you were a performance poet.
Do you not go and see much performance poetry,
come
John?
Come on, mate.
Okay,
do
that as a no.
Do you?
No.
No, okay.
But I like to know it exists.
Do you?
It's like a lot of things.
Oh, yeah,
I'm glad it's there. I'm just not getting involved.
It's like crossing a road, isn't it? You need to know where the cars are to avoid them. It's the same with performance poetry, isn't it? Tracy, what have you written about this week?
Well, last week you made some comment about how annoying comedians shouldn't be radio DJs. And since I let you down so badly on the lanyard front, I thought I'd better just prepare something just in case.
Thank you very much. Let's hear.
I wake up with joy on a Saturday, but by 8:05, it's been ripped away. The smugness from the radio, by the looks of it, is here to stay. Because 8 out of 10 listeners who expressed an opinion decided you were competent and fit to continue. I don't understand this, yet they are quite unrelenting. Despite being a comedian, they feel you're good at presenting. Perhaps thanks to Kerry, the queen of the air, tomato and jam jar extraordinaire, though her tidying up does need more care. Whatever the reason, I hope that you see, if you want these poems to end, stop challenging me.
I like that.
Yeah, do you know what's brilliant about that is it's very positive and kind.
Well, it called me the queen of the air, so really love it.
Yeah, but is that what you remember, or do you remember the
jars and tomatoes?
The thing about your tidying not being up to scratch.
I didn't like that bit so much, Trace.
Yeah, because I thought it was lovely, but all I took of it was, okay, so 20% of the listeners hate me. That's all I took from it.
Yeah, but to be fair, John, I only asked 10 people, and two of them were me and that Sue from Clifton, so you're all right.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Here's a news story that you wouldn't have heard on the news. Any news stories that starts, lost TV remote found?
That is a great... I'm in.
That's good, exactly.
Yeah, what happened?
It's a good news story.
Yeah.
Let's hear some good news stories, isn't it? Do you want to know the next sentence?
Go on.
By strong young rugby players.
What?
Rugby players have found a remote, but not their own remote. This is Callum Tootle.
Who's that?
Rugby player? Who's that? Who's that? You don't know Callum Tootle?
No, but you didn't.
Of, let me find out what rugby club they play for. Hang on. Oh, it doesn't say. Callum Tootle and James Cook. They were wronged by an 86-year-old woman whose remote went down the side of her chair.
What?
And it says in the article, the chair is very heavy, I thought. So what I need is a couple of young men who are... It sounds like the old Harry Enfield, him and Kathy Burr. Young men! who can lift this heavy thing. She thought, where can I find strong young men? And thank God she's of a generation where she went to the phone book rather than Google, because it would have been a very different news story. But instead of Googling, where can I find strong
young
men?
She just found a rugby team.
She thought, a rugby team. So she rang the rugby club and said... I've dropped my remote control down the side of my chair.
And they came out.
And instead of hanging up or perhaps venting some of their anger at their league position or any of the other things that might happen if you phone a rugby club and say, can I have two young men? They sent two rugby players round the following evening and they tipped the chair up. She was out of it. It wasn't like training.
It would have been more fun if she was in the chair.
She was out of it. The remote control came, and then, as it says in the article, we found it, and then within minutes, Holmes under the hammer was back on. Mr. Tootle added, "I just think it's a lovely story that has perhaps enabled somebody who is now going to be a menace to her local community."
Yeah,
I think it's lovely the first time, isn't it? But you basically said to that lady, "Ring people."
and it'll all work out.
Yeah, my porridge wasn't very nice, so I rung a local restaurant and said, can you send a chef round to counterbalance the saltiness?
Yeah, she could get carried away.
Yeah, at some point she's going to ring 999. She's going to be popping the paper for a very different reason.
I wish I had someone to ring when I've lost the remote, though, because I lose the remote a lot.
Yeah,
and it would be nice to have people to ring. Oh, it's always getting lost.
Why?
Because the kids just put it down.
No,
or you leave the room. Hang on, what?
Don't blame your kids.
Yeah.
Don't come on national radio and blame your kids.
Yeah, because they leave the room with it in their hand and then they go into another room and then they leave it in that other room and then I go in the front room.
So it's not
to watch
lost,
telly.
Is it? It's in the other room.
Yeah, I know, but I can't put my hands on it when I want to watch telly. So now I'm in the room and I want to watch TV. Where's the remote, guys? Dunno, I'm at school. I don't get involved when I'm not... I mean, not that I watch telly in the day.
Yeah, you do. That's what's come out there. That's what's come out there.
Well, it depends if I'm binging something.
What, are you watching quizzes?
No, I'm not watching daytime TV, but I might be binging a thing.
Witch Double Pearl on demand, Dover
Soul.
Yeah,
just watching myself all day.
Dover Soul's what you're watching. There's a lot of issues there. Look in the other room. And do you know what your kids
God,
are?
You're so annoying.
I know.
Look in the other room.
I like it when you start doing my voice, because it means I'm allowed to do yours. You know, your kids, they're you.
What do you mean?
So you know when your kids leave the room with the remote control?
Yeah.
You've taught them to do that.
No way.
So that's your
no
fault.
Way.
Yeah,
no
absolutely.
Way. That's not how I
Everything
view parenting.
Your kids do is your fault.
No way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
No, they don't have any destiny at all. They're like a blank piece of paper that was born. And
no, they're their own people. They're their own spirit.
No, they're people that they'll be in therapy in 20 years saying, well, I just used to watch my mum just walk around
the
house with stuff.
I do not walk around the house with a remote control in my hand. I leave it in the room that it has a meaning.
Okay, here's a quick quiz. How many shows have you done? Five with us now, I think? Is this your fourth or fifth?
I think so.
How many weeks have you turned up with your landlord to get in the building?
One.
Okay. Did you know you can, on your phone, you can type in a word and search for it and it'll bring up a picture?
What?
So I've searched for watermelon on my pictures because I wanted to show you what I did.
You did that?
Yeah, isn't that nice? I carved up a watermelon real nice.
Why did you do that?
Because I got too much time and my daughter's love is the only thing I need. So I spent half an hour carving a watermelon.
That's art, John. That is art.
I've copied it off the internet, obviously.
I don't understand how you've done that.
It's beautiful, isn't
it? Yeah,
it
is beautiful.
But I found that by... You go through all your photos, there's a search thing and you type watermelon and it'll bring up all the pictures of watermelon.
That is amazing.
It is. If I've just imparted that knowledge to you now, it's an absolute game changer.
Mm.
People scrolling through all their photos. Oh, when did we see that turtle? Search for the word turtle.
No, I know.
It's another thing to get angry at people with. That's what I like to give you. I like to give you reasons to just tot at people. Mm. You're going to tot at your nan this week, now you've got another reason, haven't you? Have you found a news story that wasn't in the news that might have been?
I like this. This is about a robot shark In China, in an aquarium, all the visitors were shocked to discover that the rare shark that they thought was a shark turned out to be a robot shark.
Ooh.
That's good, isn't it?
That can't be very convincing. Is there a picture?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it looks like a shark.
It does look like a shark.
But
to
does
be
it
honest
move?
With you, I'd rather the robot shark than a real shark.
Yeah.
Because if it was that convincing, which it is, according to these videos and clips.
Godliman says, get rid of sharks now.
Well,
we've moved beyond the shark.
Leave the sharks in the sea.
Leave
those guys alone. We've
yeah.
jumped the shark. And then if you need to ogle at sharks indoors.
Oh, in aquarium.
In an aquarium, get a robot one.
What's the plural of aquarium?
Aquarii.
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 Aquarii. I think you were Whitstable Pearl then.
Yeah.
Were you?
It's Aquarii.
It's Aquarii,
yeah.
actually.
Plural of aquarium.
I love
aquarii.
The fact that somebody now, like that guy earlier who texted, somebody is driving and they know what the plural of aquarium is.
He's going to have to pull over.
And they're going to have to pull over.
Yeah.
It's Aquaria. And they're going to have to pull into
it
the services.
It can't be, because fungus is fungi, so aquarium is Aquarii.
Because Om and us are the same.
There'll be a Latin reason. I can't tell you what it is. But it'll be Latin, won't it? It'll be a Latin
thing.
Do
you know what I love about that? As you revealed that you knew less about the subject, your confidence grew. So instead of saying, I think it's that, you went, actually,
it'll be a
Latin thing. Yeah.
Like a lot of languagey things. It'll be a French thing, a Latin thing, or a German thing, won't it?
Oh, it'll be a thing.
It'll be a thing,
it'll
and I'd say
thing.
Aquarium, Aquarii sounds Latin, doesn't
yeah.
it? Sounds like a Latin situation.
It's one of those things that even when you know, though, you can't use it. Because if you are ever in conversation with someone who says, we had a cracking holiday, we actually visited multiple Aquarii,
you'd
never speak to that
it.
Person again,
There are
you?
Some words you're just not comfortable with, like brunch. I'm never cool with brunch as a word.
What's the plural of brunch?
Brunches.
No, I think it's many brunch, like, because it sounds like bunch. You wouldn't say bunches of bananas, would you?
Oh, a bunch of brunch.
A bunch.
You could say that, couldn't you? Do you eat brunch?
I eat many brunch.
Do you say I'm eating brunch? Join me for brunch. Let's brunch.
I do eat. What is, there needs to be a thing now that is between brunch and lunch. So not between breakfast and lunch. It's more lunch. So almost like bunch. Because what I do is I get up and I try to avoid breakfast and get to lunch, but then near lunch I'm too hungry. So I've gone beyond brunch.
Elevenses, that's what that is, elevenses.
No, because it's big. It's big.
But
I open
can,
up the
no,
fridge.
No, there's no rules with elevenses. Just go
no,
for it.
No, because I think elevenses is like a big... Elevenses is the sort of thing that naughty people... I always
reclaim
think this,
elevenses, mate.
People who like tea and cake think they're naughty, but they're not naughty, because naughty people like much naughtier things. But the tea and cake people want to feel like they're part of that gang. So like, oh,
well,
I was a right rascal this morning.
Yeah.
I had a slice of Jamaica ginger cake at 11 o'clock. Mm. You're like, do you know what some people are doing at 11 o'clock? Have you any idea what is going on out there?
Yeah,
cake is
on.
Not naughty.
No.
And I think elevenses is that.
There's no cake on the dark web, is there?
It's a, yeah, exactly. Mm. It's a little bit of cake. But I'm talking like 11, 18... A massive plate of toast and scrambled tofu.
Pie on toast.
Yeah. Gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever was lying
Roast
about.
Potatoes.
Whatever that is.
That's more sinful than cake.
I think if you can create a shark that is controlled by electrics but can go in the water.
Yeah, that's...
That's insane.
That's better than a shark.
That is better than a shark. Shall we go to that zoo? That aquarium
in China.
I'm just going to see
far.
Now if anyone's texted in. All right, no one yet, but I can tell because those people are furiously getting ready. Kat says, my initial thought was aquaria as the plural for aquarium, and apparently that's correct. So I'm obviously more intelligent than I thought I was. So whole journey there with Kat. We've been able to lift her. I'll tell you what, Kat, I'd like you to join in next week on Saturday Smugness. And I'd like to make you feel less intelligent, just to balance it out, if
yeah.
that's okay.
Yeah, but you'll take it for now.
She's sort of saying it as if that's put it to bed. But then somebody else, an anonymous mouse, with a text from a cat and an anonymous mouse, the plural of aquarium is aquariums or aquaria. Aquariums is probably the most acceptable, but that can be put to debate. So
not aquarii, then?
Nobody says it's aquarii.
No, so no. I'm wrong, then.
But I tell you what, if you get someone like Ian McKellen to say it that's
sounds
it.
Sounds right.
That's what language is, isn't it? Language
David Attenborough to say aquarii.
Absolutely.
And then that's that. He puts it to bed.
Whose voice is he saying that in?
Aquarii.
I like this new angle. I don't like his
that's
new
David
album.
Attenborough. That's how he talks.
I might do an Attenborough later. I've lost my confidence now because from the radio.
Do you do Attenborough?
My daughter asks me to do it a lot because we play zoos and stuff and put animals around. So I do quite a lot of David.
Oh, that's very good. It's harder for a lady.
This is a whole different show. It's harder for a lady
to do a man impression.
Yes.
I can't. Like, when my husband does an impression of me, it's basically Michael Caine. But I can't do Michael Caine.
Why has somebody taken the remote control into the toilet?
I love a Michael Caine impression. It's one of my favourite things, but I can't do it because I'm a lady.
Okay. Do you want to read about Absolute Live as Michael Caine?
No, I can't do Michael Caine. You do it.
Okay.
I like other people doing it.
On Sunday, the 17th of November, Absolute Radio Live returns to the London Palladium, mind. For a huge night of comedy. I've stopped there, just in case he's listening.
You bottled it halfway.
I bottled it. You can get tickets for that gig now. The Palladium is top tier, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's absolutely gorgeous theatre. And of all the London theatre, I was just trying to back you up there.
Theatres. Apparently I say theatre weird.
You do say theatre. You say it like a posh person.
And I am not a posh person.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but it was implied. Absolute Radio's Matt Ford and... Can you say my name? I don't like to say it.
John Richardson.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for saying it like you cared. We're hosting that gig. It will be a right laugh. We discussed what we might do in our opening link the other week.
Ooh.
We were in the van together. Me and him were in the transit. And we
discussed. You did bants in a van?
We did bants in the van. I think very few van bants are about, how shall we open the Palladium? Anyway, because we were in the van, that's took us down an avenue that it isn't safe for broadcast. So we won't be doing that opening link. We'll do a better one. We are. It's not just us, by the way. Don't worry about that.
That'd be a long night,
wouldn't
it?
That'd be awful, wouldn't it? Let's be honest. Some of us is nice. Too much is too much. We thankfully got Dara O'Brien, Josh Widdicombe, Susie Ruffle, Judy Love, Phil Wang, and Dave Berry Breakfast Show's very own Glenn Moore. We're raising money for the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. It's the charity that saved the life of Matt Ford, and I can confirm he's living that life to the max. You're going to see him in that van.
Driving about in vans.
Drinking fizzy pop. Eating chocolate. He's having the time of his life. And he didn't have to do an embarrassing little big jump when he got out. He just stepped out of that van like a man destined to be it. You can get tickets for that at absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. And we'll see you there Sunday, the 17th of November. It's getting close.
John Richardson. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
An important message for the listeners.
Don't call me Kelly.
Don't call me Kelly. You've got to know that, baby, that'll never do.
I don't know that song. What is that?
Don't call me
baby.
Call me baby. Yeah, so my version is don't call me Kelly. Because my name isn't Kelly, it's Kerry.
No, and don't read any of the rest of that message.
I'm not going to now. I boyquitted that message because I'm not Kelly.
I was told week one, you got your own email. It's john@absoluteradio.co.uk. And if people email in JOHN, it will come through. And I said, I'm not going to read them.
No.
So don't read the ones that come to JOHN.
Right, I like the name Kelly, but it isn't my name. My
it's
name's
a
Kerry.
Lovely name, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. My name is Kerry.
And it can be a boy's name as well. Kelly from the Stereophonics.
Oh, the Stereophonics. And Kerry can be a boy's name as well.
Yeah. It's great chat. It's a lovely bit of name chat, isn't it?
I just wanted to have that clarity that someone's called me Kelly and my name is Kerry. So anyway, what were you going to chat about?
I was going to chat about, because was I nice about Matt Ford in the, I feel like I was quite nice about him, saying we spend time together with my friends. I don't want that to influence, but I do want to basically freak him out and undermine his career. That's my main aim. So Rock and Roll Football's here at 2 o'clock today. I ask you every week to advertise our show on their show by texting in, and I had to last week be a bit strict with people because the week before was our first failure, so nobody managed to get a text read out on Rock and Roll Football. And I was upset about it. I gave the listener a bit of a telling off. Then we discussed the Tic Tac chat came off the back of a listener who said they've been arguing with a friend for 30 years about whether mint or orange is
the
best
flavour. That's a friendship
flavor.
That might need reviewing.
Yeah, I think it's now, it isn't really a friendship anymore. They meet up every now and again to discuss Tic Tacs.
Right.
Orange or mint?
Orange.
Yes, get in there.
I like a citrusy, because other mints are better.
Yes, exactly what I said. Yeah.
What's your favourite mint?
Probably an extra strong.
Oh, yeah, all day long. Or a fisherman's friend.
Yes!
I'll go all the way.
Don't say it. Don't do that joke.
I'm not going to say it.
No. You're good. So Angela Barnes, is it?
What did she say?
She's back next week.
Yes.
She's already got some celebrity friends to say that mint is better. And I'll be honest, you're the first person I've asked since last week. So you're straight in the mishmash.
Brilliant.
First person on, I did text Matt Ford, and he said he was mint, which tells you everything you need to know about
that. Oh, definitely.
Dirtbag. Anyway. I asked you to try
bit
and...
Bit strong.
Too much?
It's a bit too much. Dirtbag.
A teenage dirtbag is a thing, isn't it? If you just
There's a song about it.
41-year-old dirtbag sounds even worse,
sounds
doesn't
really
it?
Really dark.
41-year-old dirtbag. I asked you to get types of confectionery into your messages to Absolute Radio. They started talking about homebrew, and I thought they were off on a tangent, but then up steps, listener of the week, Mark in Ware.
We have had a text about brewing, and... Mark in Ware says the nights we used to have in drinking mead in the Star Bar on medieval nights. Without going into it, details one night involved making a lot of mead and a live badger and a very destructive game of Skittles. What? That can't be true.
Superb.
You're lovely.
Star Bar.
He's so innocently ignorant in that, isn't he?
I love it when it's
got no
like that.
Idea.
It's like tricking a child.
Mm.
You'd think it would matter less, but somehow when you destroy innocence that pure,
yeah,
it's wonderful,
it's magic,
isn't it?
Magic.
It's wonderful. And because that was so good, Matt Ford, I mean, it says he was not in this week. I think it's some sort of disciplinary on the basis of his just absolute inability to spot these texts. So he's not here this week. So I'm going to give you a week off as well. So just listen to Rock and Roll Football. Enjoy it. Don't feel the need to undermine it in any way. But next week, we'll go hell for leather.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
This is the first episode of Dover Soul.
Yeah.
This is an AI-generated script. So, you know.
Let's see.
If it's good, we're all doomed.
Yeah.
A flickering light casts shadows on the grimy walls. Mm-hmm. This is all set the scene and everything. Sam, but we know that to be Sol, a seasoned detective, stands over a table covered in evidence. Lisa, you're not happy about being called Lisa, right?
No, it's just that I'm called Lisa in Afterlife, so I want a different name.
All right.
Kate.
Okay. Kate, a nervous witness, fidgets nearby. I've got some music for us, right?
Lisa!
I think Sol's quite tired.
You can do it like that.
Yeah, is that all right?
Wow. He smokes then?
He's exhausted. I can't get in and out of the van. I need a little ladder. Lisa!
I'm not Lisa, I'm Kate.
Kate! Who's this Lisa then?
You said Lisa. I don't know who Lisa is.
Kate, you saw something that night.
You're off script already?
I'm not doing the first bit.
Well, you might want to loop me in.
You're great to work with, can I just say? How was the atmosphere at the premiere? Oh, Carrie's not coming, is she?
I told you, I didn't see much, just the car speeding away.
A car isn't going to help us. We need a description. Did you see the driver?
I didn't get a good look. It was dark and I was scared.
I understand. I know what it's like to be scared.
Oh, you are going to ad-lib then?
I am ad-libbing, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so into this now.
Being scared doesn't help us catch whoever did this. You have to trust me.
I do remember something. There was a tattoo on the driver's arm. It looked like... a snake.
A snake? Any colour, details matter, Kate.
Kate, yeah. Yeah, I do remember. Black and green, I swear, Sol. That's all I saw.
That's the start. We'll run it through the database.
Can I go now? Let me go. I just don't want to be here anymore.
Me neither. We've got more questions. This ain't about you anymore.
But what if they find out that I talked?
That's why we're here. We'll protect you. But I need you to help me first.
Okay, I'll try.
I tell you what, I don't mind it.
is that a positive? You don't mind it?
Can I just
say... You got really into that.
Yeah, it really
I've
did.
Never seen you that excited.
Do you know, the sad thing is now I'm so disappointed to be me again. Does that happen with actors?
How old is Sol?
He's old, yeah.
Yeah, you've really gone old.
He moved out to Kent.
So are you going to have, like, loads of, what, ageing makeup?
Well, that's very kind of you to suggest
Playing Sol like he's 90.
Yeah.
You've gone that way.
Yeah.
You're going to have to... Someone else is going to have to play soldier.
Okay, all right. I didn't think through the hair and makeup, did I?
You're going to be hours in the chair in the morning, mate. Think.
Good luck getting to your next premiere. Jesus. Is that the voice you're going to do, is it? All seen? Is that who you're going to be? All right, mate. Not what I would have gone for. That's Dovasol. The script I was sort of fine with.
But I mean, liked it.
It developed very quickly. Did you see anything? No? Are you sure? Yes, he had a snake, a black and green snake on his arm.
That's how memory works. It just comes and goes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. I felt like you broke fairly easy, but that's Dovasol. He gets there. It's time for the final spin-off from Whitstable Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Are we going to stick with the same character or are we going to go in a different direction?
We're going in a completely different direction.
So there's been some amazing suggestions.
Go on.
Well, one person sent these three and they're all good.
Okay.
Muswell Bill, Cheddar George, Brighton Piers.
Excellent.
They're all
really
good.
Really good.
Really good.
And I'll tell you, Muswell Bill I think is the best because Bill means police.
Yes.
Like the Muswell Bill.
Yes, very good wordplay.
Problem is Brighton, London, Kent, all a bit
and
similar.
Another seaside.
So I think we need to get regional budget because that's how it works now.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So you get extra money if you make it in the regions.
Yeah.
So if we go out to Somerset and we do Cheddar George.
Cheddar George is great.
And because this next script that is AI generated is more of a sort of Agatha Christie style. So I'll set the scene. The room is elegantly furnished.
Yeah.
A fire crackles in the hearth. Inspector Gray, so now we know he's George Gray. That works as well.
Oh, that works.
Cheddar George. I'm Inspector Gray. People call me Cheddar George. A sharp-eyed detective. That's not how I'll be playing him.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think so. Sits across from Lady Eleanor.
Is that me?
That's you, yeah.
Lady
if you don't
Eleanor?
Mind. Lady Eleanor.
So I get to play a posh lady?
Yes.
I never get to play posh ladies.
This is the start of big things.
Oh, I can't wait to do posh lady.
Bond femme fatale waits in the wings, depending on how you perform Lady Eleanor, whose poised demeanour betrays a flicker of anxiety.
Oh, that's complicated.
Is that too much?
I can do it. I'm up for it.
All right. Inspector Gray opens.
Lady Eleanor.
Is that all right?
Wow.
Yeah?
I must confess this entire affair is most perplexing. You were the last person to see Lord Ashford alive, weren't you?
Indeed.
What?
No, go on.
Indeed, Inspector. A rather unfortunate turn of events, wouldn't you agree?
Unfortunately, yes, but not entirely unexpected, given the tensions at the estate. You and Lord Ashford had differing opinions on the future of the family business, didn't you, my love?
Differences of opinion do not constitute murder, Inspector. One could argue they merely add a bit of spice to life.
Rather flippant view, given the circumstances, yet there are whispers of a significant inheritance which might provide some motivation.
You speak as if I stand to gain from this tragedy. My only concern was for my husband's well-being.
Yeah, you were seen arguing with him just before he done died it.
Oh, lovely, lovely improv.
We were discussing plans for the estate. I was merely trying to persuade him to reconsider his course of action.
And what, may I ask, were those plans is?
To sell to the highest bidder.
I've turned into a hobbit.
We've lost it. An utterly foolish motion. Notion, not motion.
So you stood to lose everything?
There's a second page, but Kerry's gone. No, it's all right, it's fine. It just makes it harder for me to get you the Bond gig. I'd love to see you in a Bond movie, and then it gets to the... What, there was another page? I thought I just kissed him on the cheek and then said nothing, and then you stare at each other.
Sorry, I didn't see there was more. I got really carried away.
Who do you think is best, Cheddar George or Dovasol?
Me?
Who did you enjoy working with most? Who did you feel had most to offer as a character?
I reckon Cheddar George.
Cheddar George, all right. That is the spin-off that I'll be pitching at every TV channel. And do you know what? I'll do it as a podcast if the money's right. Or a radio
play. How accommodating of you.
And I think that's what we'll call this week's podcast as well.
He's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show.
So remember, if you think of me at all during the week, do you know what? If you see anything, perhaps a dog with a worried facial expression, and you think, what's stressing that dog out? That reminds me of John Richardson. I must email in. If you want to get involved on Saturday Smugness or any of the stuff we've discussed on this week's show, you can email me, john@absoluteradio.co.uk, anytime. Really do get in touch because I need to be doing more and I need to be really putting myself out there now. So just get in touch. I'll come and meet you. Do you know what? If your email's on the blink, just text in your address. I'll pop round and hear your opinions. We'll be back live Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Thanks for your time. Take care. Bye.